they just wanted to do for the public, just have like some new baboons for everyone to look at. And so what they did is that they had 97 Himalayan baboons shipped to the London Zoo, and they had like an little open air enclosure for the visitors to see them. And they wanted all male baboons because they were more attractive looking, because due to like sexual dimorphism, the females.
Whoa.
I know, I had to pull
out
that
word.
What
is that word?
That's the differences in the physical appearance of male versus female species. So like, mm-hmm. it's like the reason why male ducks are green and then the female ducks are brown. It's like this whole, it's part of sexual selection of evolution, which I've been kind of, that's a whole nother thing that I can definitely get into later on. But anyways, so they use all these male baboons that they thought were all males in the enclosure, but then they accidentally included six females in this shipment. So they sent all the baboons to the enclosure. Everyone thinking, like, everyone thinks it's going to be a happy time. And so what actually
the
happened,
massacre in Monkey Hill.
It was like a massacre because all these males, of course, they wanted to reproduce. And so there was 91 males versus six females. So of course all the males wanted to try to reproduce. And so everyone, all the baboons were fighting over this limited supply of females. So they all started killing each other, going crazy. And all the, they didn't expect that. And all the people who came in and watch all these monkeys kill each other.
Also the word supply of females.
Yeah, that's a pretty little scientific term. I'd say the woman baboons.
I meant like the supply part.
The supply
is like,
yeah.
here's our product, these six female baboons, come and get them while they last.
Two for one sale. But anyways, 2 years later, 50% of all the baboons died. So
all of the baboons,
yeah, half of them died after 2 years because they were all fighting.
Whoa.
And so this just happened. This was an experiment. And so this guy named Solly Zuckerman, he was a primatologist who studied primates, and he decided to take his little notebook and write up about what he saw at the zoo and then apply it to our society. So he took the pretty incorrect observations and led to stereotypes of our own population. So what he said from this experiment, because number one, he used the baboons, which technically, yeah, are in our lineage of ancestors, but we're not directly linked to it. We're still closer. Baboons are a type of monkeys, but then we're a type of primate that are actually closer with other types of primates like chimpanzees and baboons. But anyways, he said that our humanity's closest relative, which is incorrect, that they were violent, aggressive, and they were built based on sexual dominance because of all these men, like all these male baboons trying to jump on the female baboons and reproduce, even though this was obviously flawed and not in nature as well. We don't see this ever happening in nature. It was just this really
artificial.
Yeah. And so he was just making all these observations, and he said that human men are filled with testosterone, thirst for fighting and bloodshed, and the only thing that stops them is the prospect of sex. So
that is just simply
exactly,
not true when
exactly.
you talk to just a regular guy on the street, you know?
Exactly. So I thought this was ridiculous. And everyone actually believed him, and the media believed him as well. Because there was also other examples, like in history as well, like World War One, World War Two was around the corner.
I mean, the manosphere believes this too, like Andrew Tate and all of these
exactly.
online communities are thinking that this is
all
a biological tendency.
Exactly.
In men.
So they're using flawed science to base their research off. And so, yeah, it was just bad science overall. Because first of all, baboons are monkeys and they're not our closest relative whatsoever. Second of all,
wait, what are our closest relatives?
Our closest relatives are equally chimpanzees and bonobos.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I can get into bonobos a little later, but yeah, so baboons as well, the reason why they kind of went all crazy aggressive in the cage was because in the wild, they create these things called harems, which are these family units with close ties and individual hierarchy of dominance. So when you they just shipped like 96 of these guys and then put them like with no social ties together, they all just kind of, they didn't know what to do, so they just all started fighting and they have no idea who's in charge.
Yeah, they have no loyalties or connections with any of
them. So they're just like, they're just going for it. They're just trying to reproduce. But yeah, it was, and as well, the enclosure itself was only 500 meters squared for like almost 100 baboons, which in the wild never happens. Like, they have so much space to roam around. And of course, like, the sex divide between male and female was super unrealistic. But Zuckerman took all his observations and then based them off of our human race.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, I didn't even know about this, but this got my blood boiling. Absolutely boiling.
I think it is when you already see things a certain way, it will just be confirmation bias at a certain point. Because there is, yeah, you mentioned bonobos, and the same woman, Saini, did a little section about this. And she said that female bonobos actually create social bonds with other females, even those that they're not related to, which creates power in that society. So it's not even, and this power creates the possibility to, this power displaces the possibility for individual males to dominate groups. Exactly. So that overrides individual males' power by like the social power that they have.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how bonobos, they are a matriarchal society due to these social ties. Because, yeah, there are the males and male bonobos are actually larger than the female bonobos. But their social ties are so strong that they can overpower all these men. So, but yeah, I think as well, like, for the patriarchy, if we were just basing, if the patriarchy was biological for us, wouldn't that mean that every species would have a patriarchy, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't, because there's reported like over 130 species that have matriarchies, which females lead.
Yeah.
So and like, there's evidence right there, because we have like hyenas, bonobos, orcas. There's so many types of species that aren't just observed.
And not only that, is that humans have had societies and continue to have societies that are matriarchal.
Yeah.
So we can't just, there is a very popular notion of just accepting the status quo as innate, as biological. Like, you're just in it, so you're like, oh yeah, this is natural. We had to get to this point somehow because we are humans and this is natural.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also just, you have to look at the history and look at where it came from. And we know, even like capitalism too, people love to justify by saying, oh, humans naturally want to gain property and want power and all these things. But we, like, that's another kind of parallel running here, because the patriarchy and capitalism are pretty tied together. But we know that there have been societies that do not operate on those cultural values. And
so how are they even possible then?
Yeah, we were just going to say that's not biological or that's not innate. But the question is that, isn't it true that we can have matriarchy be biological, but also have patriarchy be biological and innate? Like, where is it coming from? You know what I'm saying?
Where is that even coming from?
Yeah, like, because we are saying, like, oh, well, the patriarchy isn't necessarily the only right biological system, but I mean, this is kind of getting onto sketchy territory that I'm not sure how to answer.
Because I think we have all species might have a natural desire to, like, assort themselves in social dominance, you know?
For sure. Like, yeah, I think arranging like, a social
a leader,
system
right?
for humans who are very social creatures.
And not just humans, but, like, all animals
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah, there's always a matriarchy or patriarchy involved, but
But at this point, the patriarchy is so widespread and dominated, I think partially because of colonialism, for sure.
Right.
It is, the thing is with humanity is that there's so many diverse types of cultural representation or social configuration that we can't just say or can't just justify one or the other. But when we see how harmful the impacts of patriarchy is, like, our modern day for both men and women and gender non-conforming people, like, pretty much everyone living under it, as well as capitalism, like, we know that something needs to change and we need to do better too. Like, we can't just accept, like, oh yeah, this is biological mm-hmm. in some way. Like, that doesn't make it right as well. That's the other thing, is that it doesn't justify it being in place. It doesn't make it okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, you know, cancer is biological too. Like, that came from somewhere. Yeah. Is that okay?
No.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that, I feel like, yeah, we kind of got into that at the very end. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much our notes on the topic. We probably will dive into this a lot more because we only scratched the surface.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, barely. There's not even a scratch, but
I think we scratched it.
Yeah,
I think maybe
just a little
one or two, like,
one or two little rucks. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should jump back into the music just for the rest of this hour. So the next one you'll be hearing will be from one of my favorite albums that we always end up playing, which is Spare Me by Necking. So take a listen.
Enjoy.
This is not the song. No, it's Spare. Oh, did I put the wrong one in?
It's okay.
Okay, sorry guys, we're gonna be listening to this now.
This song is
it's
good.
Called it's called Necking by Sohn Cash Players. So enjoy. Okay.
And there you have it. That was the correct song, Spare Me by Necking. And up next is Mono Love by Parizar. By the way, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. So here is the next song that we have.
Rentrer dans ma vie quand j'avais besoin de son père. Tu m'as même convaincu qu'à deux on ferait la paire. J'avais jamais pensé que l'amour devient haine. Explosé quand ça pète, mon all love cocktail. J'avais rien à perdre, j'ai tiré pile ou face. Et j'avais plus quoi faire, j'ai sorti carapace. Même si j'ai beau me taire et rester à ma place, moi je sais que je méritais mieux, faut que tu saches.
Tu voulais une dernière chance, mais t'as oublié que je t'avais tout donné. Et toi t'as voulu déconner. C'est pas juste une dernière danse, j'ai beau pardonner. Je peux pas tout oublier, mon cœur a mis le bouclier. Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses? Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses?
J'ai préféré m'en aller, la fleur était trop fanée. J'y ai pensé toute la nuit, fallait changer cette année. Fallait le voir pour le croire, moi j'avais toujours espoir. Et c'était peut-être notre histoire qui prenait une trajectoire. Ça n'avait rien d'une victoire, tout était contradictoire. J'ai cru tout ce que t'as dit, toi, qu'au final c'était peut-être moi.
Tu voulais une dernière chance, mais t'as oublié que je t'avais tout donné. Et toi t'as voulu déconner. C'est pas juste une dernière danse, j'ai beau pardonner. Je peux pas tout oublier, mon cœur a mis le bouclier. Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses? Juste une dernière danse. Mais à quoi tu penses?
J'attendais que le temps passe, et comme d'hab, ma tête c'est toujours le bazar. Maintenant y'a plus d'espoir, c'est trop tard, t'es pas à me dire que t'as mal. J'attendais que le temps passe, et comme d'hab, ma tête c'est toujours le bazar. Maintenant y'a plus d'espoir, c'est trop tard, t'es pas à me dire que t'as mal.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
I'm still hung up on cobwebs. saying I can't go back to that. No,
I'm gonna leave you soon. Cause
I can't go back to that. No,
no.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and you just heard Room 341 by Dreamwife. And then the one before that, you heard Shell of a Man by Sia Gray. And then one more before that, you heard Parzivar's Mona Love. And I know that she's from Quebec, like a Quebec electronic producer.
Nice. Thing,
but yeah.
Good picks.
Good picks. But anyways, this
so
is,
humble too.
I know. Good
Those
picks.
Those are DJ Coco's picks.
Always humble.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this is the end of Slumber Party today. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. Our loyal listeners, even on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
Merry Christmas Eve, by the way, for people who celebrate. And
because I know you're tuning us in during your dinner.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be the background at all times. Gotta spark a little conversation at a family dinner about the biology of patriarchy.
Oh, yeah, monkeys.
Always a good one.
Mm-hmm. Monkeys. But anyways.
Monkeys.
Up next is Revolution Rock at 7 p.m. And then we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor at 8 p.m. So stick around for that. But yeah, thank you so much again, and we'll see you next week.
We will see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.